Hi, Marshall?
Yes.
Hi, Marshall. It's Jesse.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. Hey, I
okay, so let's finish setting this up. Now, what is your email?
It's marsh.wright@yahoo.com.
Just Wright, like R-I-G-H-T?
No, Wright, R-I-C-E, like my name. Marshall, so it's Marsh, M-A-R-S-H dot Wright, R-I-C-E, @yahoo.com.
Okay. So your last name is Wright? Because for some reason I have it
Wright.
As Donald.
No, it's
okay.
Marshall D. Rice, Marshall Donald Wright.
Okay. R-I-T-E?
R-I-C-E, yes. Rice.
Oh, Rice. Rice, okay. There we go. Okay. So this, Marshall, this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I'm just going to get some basics about your company. So, what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I would say from, 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Saturday, let's say.
Okay. And then, now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need
No.
us to create you one? Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook at all?
I do, but I'm not sure I can access it anymore. It's been hacked. It's been hacked a
Oh.
long time ago, and I've never been able to get it back. So
okay.
I don't know. I mean, I put in my email, and it says, it's being used.
Oh,
so, I don't know what to do with it.
I mean, so I would just suggest maybe by tomorrow just making a new one. You don't really need anything on it.
I haven't been able to make a new one because that's my email. I've had that email since emails were created. And this cell phone I've had since cell phones have been created. So
oh.
I get
no way
from 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I can't get rid of my phone. I can't get rid of my email.
Okay, well,
I don't know what to do.
Well, okay, so my best suggestion for you is going to be to maybe make a new email. It's super easy to do on Google.
Well, I have another email. It's a very long one, but it's a Gmail account.
Okay.
I could use that one.
Yeah, so you're just, the only thing is, Marshall, you're going to need just a personal Facebook just because the calls are going to be direct, or like the messages on Facebook. So if somebody
uh-huh.
messages you on Facebook, it'll be directed to your personal Facebook. So that's the only reason you're going to need a Facebook, even
well,
if it has nothing on it.
We ought to check into that. Can you access it?
Well, just talk to them about it in your client interview. They'll know more about that than I will.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah, because, see, maybe we can correct it, because it's some Russian person.
Okay.
person that has it.
Yeah. Just let them know in your client interview. Now, Marshall, what's the best way to contact you? Phone, text, email, all the above?
All the above.
Okay, and then, so you want to change your domain name, right?
For the website?
Yeah, for the website, uh-huh.
Right, yes, because I don't have one now. I don't have one, so we have to come up with a new one.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So, and then, now, would you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account, like a spouse, partner, or anything like that?
Yeah, I got a person to add.
Okay.
Just ask me what you need.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you just tell me what you want to know about
her. Oh, just her first and last name.
Her name is Romy, R-O-M-Y, and it's
okay.
Migliazzo, M-I-G-L-I-A-Z-Z-O.
That sounds very Italian.
It is. Very.
Okay. So, and that's your wife or partner?
Just partner.
Okay. And then, so the just to start, now, you said you do mold remediation is what you're wanting to focus on.
Yeah, it'd be toxic. It'd be toxic mold, mold remediation. And then I would add, as far as that goes, able to put the property back in its original condition.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, perfect. Now it's not required for Google, Marshall. I'm sure you have it, but you have like licensing and insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, my license number with ProLand is 777-523.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. So now let's go ahead and schedule your client interview. Let me see what I have available. One second. Okay. So, now tomorrow, are you going to be more available in, like, the mornings, the evenings, the afternoons, like, around
this
time?
I would say I could do – what – now, when am I going to need – do I need to have something in front of me? Should I be in front of my computer, or do I just – can I just – do I know everything they're going to ask me?
Yeah, they're just going to ask you more about your business. You don't really need a computer.
Okay. I could be available, say, between, 10 and 1.
Okay. Well, we can do the client interview between 10 and 11, if you want to do that.
That's fine. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
So, it's not going to take an hour, Marshall. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be available.
Perfect. So, now, I'm just going to read to you, Marshall, what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted price program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So,
okay, one question I want to ask you before you start.
Sure.
Now, as far as the, in the event that it doesn't, just doesn't work for me or doesn't work out, can I cancel at any time?
Yes, so I'll explain that in the voice verification, but basically what I'm going to say is that you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Okay, it's very easy. So
okay.
We are a performance-based company, Marshall, so, there are no contracts with us.
Okay.
So it's Marshall, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Well, I gotta think about that because you have it as ProLand Real Estate Group. Is that correct?
Yes, I do have that. Yeah.
Are you
thinking of maybe changing it?
Well, I don't normally. I have another corporation that's operational corporation. It's called GPMC and Associates.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if I shouldn't get another more for this mold remediation, getting another name, doing a DBA. So I don't know. What would you require me to use? Because I have a legal corporation, plus I have the license under ProLand.
So I would just suggest, I believe you can change it. You just need to, basically the only thing with changing it for Google is to make sure that nobody else has, like, the same name, stuff like that. but I don't really think that you need to actually have anything if you want to change it just for Google. But I would just talk to them about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would know more about the, like, technical stuff than I do, but I would, you know, I mean, so what is the other name that you want to change it to?
Well, and I don't even know if I want to change it to the actual, you know, GPMC. I'm thinking more changing it to a name that has mold in it, you know, mold, you know, remediator.
Okay.
Something mold remediation. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I have to check the availability of names fictitiously and, you know, in my county. So,
okay. Yeah. So I just went ahead and put that in the notes for them so that they know that that's something that you might want to do.
Okay.
I mean,
very
I think
good.
It would honestly make more sense, personally, because, you know, honestly,
yeah.
Like, if I look at your business name now, just like a random person, I would
think
that you...
real estate.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Right.
So,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, it might help out business-wise to have it, like, just pro-land, mold removal, water damage.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, something... But I have to check the names, you know, legally to get the right fictitious business name.
Yeah.
So that's
okay,
what I gotta do first. All right.
Yes, definitely. So,
sorry, so go ahead.
Well, so, okay, so now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Also, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Okay, ProLand Real Estate Group, and it's Marshall D. Rice, and I'm the general contractor.
Okay, perfect. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billion of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Marshall, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So what this means, Marshall, is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Now, I'm going to, at this time, set up a security question with you for your account. So if anybody calls you and you may not know who is calling you, just ask them one of these questions. So you get to choose between three questions. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
Okay. You want just one of those or all three?
Yeah. No, just one.
Oh, just one. Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
Snyder. S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Okay. And now, so, Marshall, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically
yes.
What this means, Marshall, is if you do anything else online, just let us know, okay?
Right. Well, you know that I've signed up with Angie List.
Yes. Yeah, definitely aware of that one.
Okay. All right.
So,
that's the only one right now.
Now, Marshall, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date, or was charged in today's date of November 28th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is the $299 with the $99 setup fee. When the term
Correct.
Is completed, it will automatically renew on the 28th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you
okay.
agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. Now, the last thing that I'm going to need from you is I'm going to text you over our terms. If you could let me know when that comes in, it just basically, it'll say, Marshall, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And I just resent it because it was sent to you earlier in the wrong name. I had it in Marshall Donald. So just
oh.
the one that just came in.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So, hit on that.
Yeah. Yes. So it says local splash. It has your phone number. So this will take you to the terms of experience. Now, this is everything that we discussed in writing. Now, take your time. Okay. Look this over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says I certify that I am the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know, okay?
Okay. Can I actually sign it or just click it?
Yeah, just type your name out. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, you just type your name out.
Oh, type it out. Okay. Something about signature does not match. Oh, I put D in there. Should I take D out?
Yeah, it's just not, if it's not in there, you don't need to put it in there. It's fine.
Oh, there it was. Okay. Okay, got it.
Perfect. Now, did it take you to a username and login?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So, Marshall, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So you don't need to worry about anything with that right now.
Okay.
Now, you already have my extension and phone number, Marshall. So tomorrow they will be calling you from that 877 number. I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone so you know when we're calling. Then I'm also going to send you a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. And other than that, you're all set to go. I'm excited to get you helped with your marketing on Google. Did you have any other questions?
No, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, wonderful, Marshall. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.